tell us exactly what time it is when we start.
Okay, when do we start?
Listen, the program is going to begin in about 5 minutes.
That's way too long.
Way too long. You stretching it out for your
man. I'm not stretching it out.
How long do I have to wait?
How long do we wait?
As long as it takes.
Wait for it.
And wait for the show to begin.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your viewing pleasure, please welcome...
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
How about them Pittsburgh Steelers, huh? How about them Steelers? The Steeler juggernaut on its way to the Super Bowl. This is fantastic. This is wonderful. I can't believe it. I'm a hardcore Steelers fan. Win or draw, I'm right there with them. And last night, my God, they won again. Oh, incredible show for you today. We've got so much information and so much entertainment and so many prizes packed into 2 hours. It's going to be overload. Entertainment and information overload. Later on, we got a $300 prize package from Crown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Mitsubishi. $300 prize package. If you know anything about Christmas movies, Christmas songs, Christmas films on the Hallmark Channel, any kind of Christmassy stuff, we've got some questions for you. You win a $300 prize package from Crown. We think that's fantastic. We've got Mr. Big Willie himself who's going to be joining us. He called earlier saying he might have some phone troubles because he's in a part of West Virginia where it's, you know, crap phones, which would be almost any part of West Virginia, I would say. Crap phone service, I should say. And so we've got so much stuff to talk about incompetent leadership when it comes to our school districts on both sides of the river. One more reason why we've got to get rid of this real estate taxation in Ohio and actually West Virginia as well, because these school districts are they're so fiscally irresponsible, it's unbelievable. If you know anybody in the Hancock School District, anybody in the Union Local School District, by all means, let everybody know. We're going to be, I'm going there today. But first, don't you think it's amazing that of all the states that don't have a religious exemption allowance for parents so that they can say no to these vaccines that Big Pharma's pushing on our kids, you would think that West Virginia would be one of the states that had religious exemptions, but it doesn't. It doesn't allow parents to do that. Have I got a special guest for you? She sent me her resume. I can't read the whole thing or else we won't have any time to do the show, but very quickly, you're laughing. Dr. Shanda Atkins is laughing. She knows it's true also. I hate people like her because these overachievers make the rest of us look really, really bad. All right. So anyway, Dr. Shanda Atkins, who has a lovely laugh, by the way, lifelong West Virginian dedicated to service and healthcare, education, and her community. 205 graduate, West Virginia University School of Pharmacy, completed a pharmacy practice residency in Charleston. Dr. Atkins, also a graduate of Morgantown Beauty Academy, and she holds a certificate from the West Virginia Baptist Convention. She is a certified Baptist, as far as I can tell, which I guess is a good thing. Over the past two decades, she's worked... Oh, enough of this. Anyway, Dr. Chanda Atkins, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing this morning?
I'm tired. That's what my resume should just say. My name and I'm tired.
There you go.
That's what it should say.
There you go. Okay, help me understand something. West Virginia is about as deep into the Bible Belt as you would ever want to have. Deeply religious people, mostly Christians. And yet West Virginia, one of the very few states that does not allow parents to have religious exemptions when it comes to their kids being forced to be vaccinated. Help me understand why that is.
I wish I could really put my finger on it, but thank you for all the shout out and all the kind things you said about me. But ultimately, I think it's a multifactorial issue. To be politically correct, it's not just politics. It's education. It's understanding. It's politics. It's history. There's a lot of things. There's been a lot of people a long time before I ever came onto this scene that were fighting for these things also. So I think it's multifactorial as to why we don't. But I want you to understand there are so many people in West Virginia that aren't just religious, but they're spiritual, and they have deep convictions that maybe isn't necessarily rooted in Christianity or something else. And I just to one more point, you know, our Supreme Court, this was all brought out in recent court, dealings, that our Supreme Court has said, if you philosophically object. That's even equatable to a religious exemption. And some parents just do not philosophically want to put the contents of vaccines into their children. And so it's religious and it's philosophical and it's spiritual. And it's all of those things for, you know, why parents are convicted and what parents know and the knowledge they have as to why they don't want to do it.
All right.
But
now
it stretches deep.
All right. Now, so you're president of the West Virginians for Health Freedom. God bless you for the work that you do. You mentioned earlier you wanted to be politically correct. I do not want you to be politically correct on my show today. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. So what's the real story here, Chanda?
Well, I think the West Virginia legislature for 80 years was democratically controlled, and there was a lot of things instituted in those 80 years. And then there was a changing of the guard in 2018. But I will say, you know, birds of a feather. I mean, we got a left wing and a right wing, right? And so in the last 10 years, we've had a Republican-led legislature, and we've been fighting them just as hard. So we've had these deep-rooted things instituted where it wasn't allowing people to have freedom to choose. And for the last 10 years, we've been battling a majority-led, Republican-led, legislature. And we feel very frustrated because, you know, if you look at a platform between the two parties, the platform for the Republican Party says, hey, we believe in health freedom. And so we're over here looking at the 91 Republicans. Think about that. In the West Virginia legislature, there's 91 Republicans, but we could not get 50 of them to vote for that bill last year.
Unbelievable.
Well, many of them flipped. They voted one day one way, and then on Friday, and then by Monday, they flipped to something else.
Well, so, it seems that a lot of them in the West Virginia legislature in Charleston are who say they're Republicans, they're essentially undocumented Democrats. They just flipped their voter registration, but they're still the same miserable Democrats, still doing the same stuff, only now pretending to be Republicans. Republicans in name only. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, I definitely think that would be fair to say. And I served in the West Virginia legislature in 2018, and many of those the legislators now that are Republicans, you know, they're friends of mine. I call them. They were Democrats in 2018. And I call and I say, hey, you and I served together. We talked. You knew this issue was very important to people, you know, and as a Democrat, you know, that wasn't so much something that, you know, you wanted to talk about. But here I am now. You're a Republican. I was a Republican. And this is just me personally saying, you know how important that was to me then as a Republican, you know, essentially, you know, your co-delegate, and now you're a Republican and you still don't think that that's important, and they don't, and they don't want to hear it, and essentially they continue to vote no. So I would agree, they're Republican in name only because I'm not sure if they know what the platform is for the party they stand for. I know you don't have to agree 100%, but the reality is that there is there's some definition defining things that make you either a Democrat or Republican. Health freedom is one of those platform issues, and it shouldn't even be debatable.
Well, Chanda, Dr. Adkins, I must say, I think you sound naive. Now, you know I love you, but you sound naive that they don't know what the platform is. They're not sure. I can make the argument very easily that they know exactly what the platform is. They know exactly what your concerns are, and they're not going to do it because they're bought and sold for by the hospitals and the other medical lobbyists in Charleston. Would that be fair to say?
Well, I definitely think that there is plenty of things that have happened where we have a delegate who said, I'm very much for health freedom, and then they vote no, and then they go to work for the WVU medicine system, WVU hospitals. So we say that, you know, we see the evidence of that. But I'm not going to go out here and I guess aggressively be... I don't even think that I am naive because I'm not naive. I see it for what it is. But, you know, politics in the realm of when it comes to an issue, I'm not going to browbeat these people. You know, there's also a Republican Party chair, and we talk to the Republican Party chair and say, hey, you know, this is something that's on the platform. As a president of Health Freedom, I'm actually working with our board, and we're helping parents in the state navigate the law, navigate the medical exemption. These, you know, politics, these political leaders need to rein in the party.
Well, Chanda,
that's not my job.
Chanda,
that's somebody else's job.
Who's the Republican Party chair in West Virginia?
Josh Holstein. He was newly elected this year. His name is Josh Holstein.
Did you talk to Josh?
We have members of our group that have talked to Josh, and he is in support of that now. He is in support of the religious exemptions now.
What's he going to do about it, though?
I don't know what he's going to do about it. I guess we're going to see during session when potentially a bill comes to the floor and or to committee. We're going to see how they rally around. Shout out to Health Freedom Day, January 21st. We have Aaron Seary coming to Charleston January 21st. And Aaron Seary, we all know, is an attorney who advocates for vaccine freedom all around the country. And he's one of the lead attorneys with the current lawsuit that's affecting the state. So, you know, many of these, as you call them, rhinos or Republican in name only, politicians will be able to get to talk to an actual attorney who testifies before Congress and the ACIP committee at the CDC. So any questions they have, they'll be able to bring them to him. He should be able to get everything answered for them.
Yeah. So. Aaron Seary is this incredible attorney who has testified before Congress, who's all over Twitter with his testimony and his speeches, a very, very powerful advocate for parents who say, no, we don't want these vaccines in our kids. They shouldn't be forcing us to do this. He has been a real champion when it comes to standing up to the people like Fauci and the CDC and all of these monsters with Big Pharma and their plandemic. This guy's been golden. It really has. So it's, when is this now? And give us the details about this.
Sure. So every year during the legislative session, West Virginians for Health Freedom, we put on a day. It's called Health Freedom Day. A lot of times at the legislature, they'll have WVU Day or Doctors Day or Nurse Practitioners Awareness, you know, Day. So our day is January 21st. It's on a Wednesday. It starts at 9 a.m. It'll be on the lower rotunda on the House side. And we have some speakers, and we have Aaron Seary coming. And we want parents and families, and we want to encourage people to come to the Capitol and get familiar with the whole legislative process. And I mean, that's the taxpayers' house. We always say the Capitol, it's our house as West Virginians, and we want people to come and to get comfortable there and to understand it, not be afraid. Cause I think it can be intimidating. You know, if a mom is maybe, I know for me, it was intimidating, and I'm a pharmacist. So, you know, if it's not something a mom is dealing with in every day, going there, it could be a little intimidating. We want to bring parents in and bring them around and let them talk to legislators and show them it's not scary at all. It's something they should be able to go to as taxpayers.
What are y'all going to wear?
I don't know.
Shanda.
A business casual?
Shanda.
I mean, some people will wear their Health Freedom shirt.
I'm
not sure what dress I'm going to wear.
No. Focus, woman. Focus. I'm trying to help you here. All of you need to wear the same thing, either something white or something that hats. Let me finish. The host is still talking. Would you stop? So you look like a whole army of people, but you're dressed the same way, like a regiment. Go ahead.
No, we've done that in the past. We've had, we've wore teal, we've wore black. I think we should hire you to do the planning. We just haven't gotten that far yet, as we're just narrowing down some of the minor details before we do some of those major details and tell people, this is the color. We've done that in the past. I totally understand what you're saying now. We've done in the past, and I'm sure we'll pull that out again. We haven't talked about it yet, what color we're going with, maybe navy.
You better hurry.
Yeah.
You better hurry, because you got to get lots and lots of people to wear exactly the same thing so you look like an army to scare the crap out of these people. That's absolutely. More with our very special guest, Dr. Chanda Adkins. She is president of West Virginians for Health Freedom, and she is saying that parents should have every right to say no to the government when the government wants to jab their kids with vaccines or whatever those things are, because sometimes they're not even vaccines. So more with her. If you care about religious freedom, if you care about the plandemic, stay tuned and share this everywhere.